Good evening.
Good evening, dear.
As always, I'm happy to join with you.
It's very nice to know.
It is important this time that I work with instruments.
Yes.
So, with your permission, may I suggest that any questions you have for me be short, and I will then tell you what we will be doing this time.
Thank you very much. Yes, I would like to put one question. We are collecting, as you know, all the information that you give us and that which comes from your colleagues. I'm hoping that it's not going to remain tucked away somewhere, but that it will eventually be able to be published for the benefit of others. Whether I do the publishing or not is immaterial. I can't see myself getting time to do it. But I'm hopeful that all that you have told us will be made public. Are you able to confirm that for me?
Let me speak upon this matter.
Okay.
It is not so important that my words are put upon the paper. But I will say I do understand the desire that the words spoken here should travel further afield. When first I came to you, I told you that information given by me would be received by many others throughout your earthly world.
That's true, you did.
That all that would be given would be clarified by others. But we know that it is important for others to see and hear the words spoken within these selected groups. Therefore, the time will come, the opportunity will be placed, whereby the information will be put down, will be gathered, and will be distributed.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much indeed. I should hate to have thought it just remaining stagnant.
All truth is never stagnant.
No.
It must go forward. It must travel from person to person to person.
True.
In order that what we say, and this time, it cannot be dismissed as in times gone by.
Good. That's very comfortable, soul.
We have come to an age when the truth is here to stay.
Good. Thank you very much for that answer. Then the floor is yours, my friend.
I have said many times that it is our plan that all of you be developed to the fullest capacity possible. So I work with this instrument. I will ask, with your permission, of course, to try a little something different.
Yes, certainly.
If possible, I ask that each one, if possible, place their hands upon mine for no longer than 10 seconds to return to their seats, to feel the energy given and to express what they feel to you, my friend.
Okay, I'll begin, shall I?
Do not despair if you feel nothing, but please try to open your mind.
Yes, Michelle. Sue? And you hear this to Margaret. Everybody except the two instruments you are using. Are you here, Sue?
You may find that they will speak to you in any case.
Thank you.
I will leave you now and will work quietly with this one, but please do speak and feel and give what you get from those who are trying to work with you.
Thank you.
Sides, a sort of pleasant pressure almost.
I feel a lot of power in my hands and my arms.
Pardon?
I feel a lot of power in my hands and my arms. And yes. When I held their hands, put my hands over just much, I felt a shock.
Yes, it is a tingling, isn't
yes,
it, too?
Yes, yes.
I can feel a tingling in my hands as well.
You can feel it, yes.
Yes, it's very powerful.
You said to feel the energy, that's right. And as I sat down, I had a magnificent picture of a tall ship, fully rigged, gorgeous white sails and a wonderfully blue sea. I don't know the significance of the symbol, but I can only presume that it means that everything is sailing splendidly, as the ship was. Really heeling over before a full of sails. Wonderful picture. Incidentally, if any of you ever get a vision like that, which you can relate to something, if it is heading towards your right, it indicates the future. If it is, whatever it is, heading towards the left, it indicates the past. My ship was heading towards the right.
The rest of the meeting was devoted to giving each sitter various experiences, clairvoyance, energy fields, and so on. Finally, a communicator through Sue asked Leslie to place his hands above the instruments, but not touching them, and then to do the same thing for a few minutes above the hands of Joe, sitting next to her, and who also was very deeply controlled. This presumably was done to help Joe to come back to her physical self. Eileen required quite a bit of assistance to bring her back to her physical self, the first time that she has been taken away so far. That was the end of the meeting, except that Lillian, unusually so, was asked to close at the end.